Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Germanna Community College this morning, and in particular, Dr. Janet Gullickson. And for me, this is it's a sad show, Dr. Gullickson, at the... You are getting ready to retire, to step down from Germanna after eight. First of all, where have the last 8 years gone?
Great question. I can see it when I look at my picture when I came in, yeah. And the picture now when I'm leaving. A little aged, but it's gone very quickly, and really been a treat for me to be part of that great institution.
First woman president at Germanna, and that was a big deal then. It's a big deal now that you've been able to do. That's something I think I would guess you're really proud of.
I am, and I think I might have said this before. When I came, I thought, what? Why is that a big deal? But then in retrospect, you think, oh, there are really just a third of the presidents or so in the country of colleges and universities are women. So, and men still have most of the presidencies in the community colleges as well. So it is, yeah, I'm proud of that.
I'm sure right now this is an interesting time, just it's kind of the last of a lot of things, like last week when there was graduation. Mm-hmm. That had to be kind of sad to sit up there and think, this is the last time I'm going to be up here.
Well, you know, I got a note from a parent whose child graduated, and he said, I just want to thank Germanna for making this event and just the whole experience for his daughter such a success and almost joyful, how pleasant it was to be in that experience with all these young people and older people, all colors and backgrounds, all majors, and that you can imagine just being together and celebrating community. That's a real, real honor. I looked out at my faculty, and they are not mine, obviously, and I thought, wow, I don't think I've ever worked with finer people. Hmm. They're experts in their fields, yeah. No doubt, but just as human beings, they care more about students than any faculty I've ever worked with, and that's just, when you work with faculty and staff are wonderful, too, and I can explain more about that later, but who have the students back.
Yeah.
And by that I mean they are behind the students making sure they don't fall off and their journey and their future wishes. That is such a comfort to somebody in my field. And then, Ted, I looked at the students and I thought, and I did. I said to myself, yeah, you did okay. You did okay. Not in a braggy way, but just it was so exciting to see all the differences among our students, yeah. And the fact that they will go out into our communities and really make a substantial difference. So it was very cool.
I think that the Germanna graduation to me every year is always both in the spring and in the fall winter session. To me is always very moving. The student speakers always have. I mean, you can just relate. Not that you can in any other, and you can. But there's something about a Germanna grad and the stories that they tell at graduation that just get me every time.
Absolutely, our speaker for our nursing and pinning event is actually a James Monroe student who is part of dual enrollment and got her CNA certificate as part of that. She plans to be an attorney. And she will. She's brilliant. But the pride she had in that, getting that certificate, which allows her, a certified nursing assistant, to work in nursing homes and also work in hospitals, the pride that she felt and the pride that her family felt sitting way in back, oh, that was worth the price of the ticket.
Yeah.
Which are free. But anyway, but one of the striking things about both of our speakers is they're both international students. They were born elsewhere, and they're here to lead. And the growth that I've seen in our evening commencement speaker was substantial. I knew her. I've known her for about a year or two, and she's just blossomed. And now she plans to start a chain or work for a chain of international hotels. And so when you think about the dreams and ambitions of those students and how certain they are, even after a little experience like a certified nursing assistant certificate, it's inspiring. That's the best word.
And that's what, over the years of doing this show and the in especially Germana shows, the stories of that, who people who never thought that they could get it, or all they needed was to get a certificate, and all of a sudden that just led to one thing after another.
And we try to set it up that way. To be fair, we try to make sure there's the next step for most all of our students. It might be transfer to University of Mary Washington. It might be from a CNA to become a medical assistant, to become a practical nurse, to become a registered nurse. Or in this particular student's situation, she wanted the experience both to pay for her next level of education, but also because she wants to look at medical issues when she becomes an attorney. So it's just the forethought that these students have. I would guess she's 17, maybe 18.
Wow.
It's just, yeah, I know. I was not there when I was that age.
No. And that's the thing. A lot of times, some of these when people will come in, students will come in, and I'll think, at your age, to have this kind of background or knowledge or just even goals.
Yeah. And it's people worry a lot about this generation, and there's good reason to worry about this generation, particularly our young men. But if the students and this generation have the support that we offer them as a community and as a community college, they'll be fine. They'll be fine, as long as we can keep the world from blowing up.
So do you remember the day when, because you came across the country to take this, do you remember the day when you were paging through something and saw that there was the presidency at Germana Community College in Virginia was open?
I do. I can tell you exactly what was happening. I was sitting at my desk, and in the old days, and I think they still do this, you would get a lot of brochures for openings in presidential searches. And I wasn't looking, and I hadn't really looked at one for a long time. And then on my desk landed one for Germana Community College. And it just so happened that I had recently thought about moving to Virginia. But I thought, I think I'll try this. And when I was a finalist, the HR person at the time, who's now a good friend, Dr. Chris Lee, called me and he said, "Do you have a job?" I said, "Yeah." "Do you have a contract?" I said, "Yeah. I'm sitting at my desk right now. I have a contract for the next 2 years." He said, "Why did you apply for this job?"
Huh. And
then I just said one word, Chris: grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just before applying, my daughter had a difficult delivery. And it took us a whole day to get from Spokane, Washington to here. And I just didn't want that to happen again.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's grandbabies.
I remember when you were hired and you came ahead of your husband, or was that?
Yes, yes.
And I remember that. And you kind of, as you drove across the country, the college, Germana or somebody was posting pictures, and it was fascinating to watch you come.
Yes, and my husband did come with me at that time. Yes, so Mike Zitz, who worked at the college and has supported actually media in this community almost as much as he supported baseball for years and years, would post on Facebook, on social media, the various states I would go in. I would send him pictures, and one of my most favorite all times, Ted, is when we crossed into Virginia and we stood next to the Virginia Is for Lovers sign. And it was, it just sticks with me as a really important experience because that's what I found. People are lovely here.
Yeah.
Well, and loving.
I just remember it was fun to watch you, and I didn't know you at all. I knew you were going to be the new president, but I thought it was a great way to, kind of introduce yourself, and right away I thought you're a fun person.
I try to be fun. Sometimes I'm very serious and not that fun, trust me. But and everyone, just one more hint for those who are retired, everyone should drive across the country one or two times in their life. There's nothing more amazing to see United States on the ground and pass through diagonally as we have done. And we've also driven across the country, but this country is amazing.
Yeah.
And so I encourage people.
Interesting. Dr. Janet Gullickson here from Germanic Community College. Quick break. We'll continue talking with Dr. Gullickson this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Dr. Janet Gullickson is here this morning, her final time here as a Germanic Community College president, which makes me very sad, but we're going to press through on this. I have met some great people and great friends through you and through Germana, Bruce Davis. Mike Zitz. Mike for so many years helped set up these shows and would lead me towards topics. And I could go on and on. I could name all kinds of people that are still at Germana that have become really good friends. And like you said, looking out at the faculty, there's just some really good people at Germana.
And they really are focused on student success. We just won a big award, if you would. And can I just say, Mike and Bruce are two of the finest people I've ever worked with. They're just when you think fine people, those are there.
Yeah.
So you don't apply for it, it just happened. But there's a new designation coming out of Carnegie, which helps classify institutions. So, for example, people might have heard of R1 institutions. Those are research one institutions, which means they're top level in terms of their research experience and research dollars. So UVA is an R1, obviously, as is Virginia Tech. And I would guess George Mason might be in that category and VCU as well. But there's a new category this year called opportunity institutions. And these institutions are colleges and universities who reflect their community. In other words, they aren't necessarily taking only one kind of person. If the community is diverse, they have a diverse population. So the good news is the institutions aren't ranked because they only take good students or bad students or some sort of admission requirement, but they take everybody who represents the community.
Okay.
So the other part of that is that the students who complete this college have higher than expected earnings once they complete the institution. So, for example, George Mason was recognized. We were recognized. We were the only community college in the country. In the Commonwealth, recognized for being an opportunity school. We are very pleased. There are only about 400 in the country recognized that way, and only about 16% of all colleges and universities.
Wow.
And we're one of them. And I have to trace that back to the support that our staff give our students. As you know, if they are hungry, we help them with food. If they have a need for tutoring, we have the best tutoring center I've ever seen in my life. Excellent. And or if they need help in the classroom, or if the student tells the instructor, I can't get my assignment in today because my child is sick and I just have to take care of that child. Our faculty and our staff understand clearly they are focused on their roles to provide opportunity. And when you're providing opportunity, you don't yank it away because a student's child is ill. And so one of the reasons we got that ranking, I believe, is that we care so much that the students can live the futures that they dream.
That is just what an honor. What an honor.
Actually, it's probably one of the best honors I've ever, as an institutional leader, received.
You look at something like that, and then you look at, and we see it all the time, just the stories of people who are able to go to Germana because it's affordable. They get that degree. And then they're able to go out and make high wages and provide for their families.
Absolutely.
And you see it over and over. And as a president or a faculty member or just a friend of Germana, or just someone in this community. You've got to feel really proud about that.
I am, because what we want to be sure that we do is produce neighbors that you want to live next door to. That's really our job in a colloquial sense. And so by saying we're going to produce people who can earn a living that allows them to afford a better lifestyle than they may have had previously, or even to maintain their lifestyle, that's really our job. And the fact that we do that for a student, regardless of their demographic, regardless if they have a disability, regardless if they are a veteran, that makes me very proud of the people I work with.
But the whole workforce component of what Germana does has, I've seen that just grown from just like a little office, a little office, to now it's so encompassing in the partnerships that you have.
Yes, we're very lucky to have partnerships with business and industry, and also with funders like Go Virginia, and the federal government has helped us a lot. We've gotten earmarks around workforce and cybersecurity and nursing. So we are very fortunate to have partnerships that benefit the college, particularly our students and teaching and learning. And we couldn't do that, what we do, without partnerships. So it's a very quid pro quo relationship. I'll give you an example. So Dominion came to see us a week or so ago, Dominion Energy. And as you know, the energy field is complicated right now, particularly about by all the demands and draws on energy and the inability really to have a grid that can support them. And so they're really scrambling to come up with small nuclear reactors and other things that would help. But they came to us and they said, here are a couple jobs. If a student wants to do this job, we will pay them while they're in school, we will pay for their school, and we'll give them guidance and a job right after they complete. And the jobs are very, again, higher wages than you would expect. But we could not do that without the support of Dominion Energy. And we have many relationships like that. Amazon is a great example, too. Amazon has really been helpful to us. And they really recognize Germana as a leader in terms of workforce preparation that's required.
Now, I can remember, too, when years ago, when Germana, the partnership with the paving, and thinking at the time, and there was a big rollout of that program,
the asphalt program.
Yeah, and when we did a program, and I'm thinking, well, this is nice, and then they started talking about the wages.
Oh yeah,
and it was amazing.
And that industry, the whole asphalt bridge building, road construction industry is booming in spite of some industries being a little slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's booming, and they will definitely take skilled workers and help get them through an apprenticeship or heavy equipment operation. And I have been to at Dalrymple's Quarry, Chemung Contracting, and seen the mountain blow up. So that alone... If that alone should get you interested in this field.
I remember it was just we did a show, and it was just this young girl who was operating these huge pieces of equipment, and the money she was making and the enthusiasm she had for the job.
The tires on the truck she drove were bigger and taller than she was.
It's
amazing. And what people don't think about when they look at skilled trades like asphalt or going into plumbing or heating, etc., is that there are career ladders. So, for example, in electrical, where we have, speaking of booming, we used to do about 20 a year. Now we're doing over 230 a year electricians in our program. But they have level one, level two, level three. And so many of these students can get a job after level one, and then the employer helps them get through the next level. So people have to think about careers not just as the opportunity to get a paycheck, but the opportunity to grow your life and advance. And that's really what more and more employers are focused on, because they need more skilled workers over time, too.
Well, the automotive program that I remember started just like in a little garage in Stafford, it seemed like, and that has blossomed.
Yes, our automotive program is actually in Culpeper. And we work with the Career Technical Education Center there, which is phenomenal. If you haven't visited, you should. It's which is right next door to our Daniel Technology Center. And so we co-locate in that facility, and it's pretty amazing.
Now, that alone, just seeing so many families where students may never have thought that higher education was possible, but it is through Germana in some of these programs.
Absolutely, and we help students get jobs, too. So it's not just, here's your certificate, good luck. We really do work with students to get them those jobs so they can support themselves and their families.
So have you sat down and thought about, there are so many parts to your job, and some, I mean, it's all time consuming, and we'll talk about that before we get out of here this morning. But I guess probably just working with the students and the faculty would be something that you'll miss, just in that really close relationship.
Absolutely, I will. And the staff. We are a family. I hate using that term sometimes because it sounds
But it's true. I see them here when you would bring people in here from various disciplines.
Which means we are occasionally dysfunctional, like every family.
Yeah.
But in the end, we all gather around the same table. And I think that's really what Germana is about. We gather around the table providing the workforce that the community needs, the opportunity to get a bachelor's or beyond degree. By the way, if you go to Germana for 2 years rather than, say, a university, just in tuition and fees alone, you save $21,000. So then what you should do is come to Germana for 2 years. Everything usually transfers pretty well. And save that money.
Exactly. There's going to be a gala for you on the 30th.
Yes.
And this is something that the community ought to get behind. It's the 30th at the Fredericksburg Convention Center, starting at 6, and tickets are still available.
Yes, there are. If you do Germana Gala in your search, you'd find it. Or if you go to the foundation page, you'd find it. Actually, it's been pretty well broadcasted. So I feel sometimes like it's my dad putting ads in the paper to be sure I have prom dates. But but I really would love you to come because I just love these communities we serve. And they have inspired me. I said to somebody last night, the respect that these communities have for each other and for Germana really makes me respect them even more.
So, I hear the radio ads all the time.
Yeah,
and I can't think of the person who does it. I don't know who it is, but it's somebody at Germana, and he's so enthusiastic about.
I hope you come, really, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And dancing is going to start right away. So
right at
6, we're going to be dancing.
See, you don't seem the type that you don't want to have a lot of speeches and seriousness. Mm-hmm. That it will be fun. I guess germana.edu/gala for ticket information. It's Friday the 30th, the gala for celebrating Dr. Janet Gullickson, who's with us this morning. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Dr. Janet Gullickson in this morning, the outgoing president at Germana Community College at the end of June. She is leaving Germana, and we will miss you. We as a community will miss you. I will miss you, but as a community.
Yeah. My husband and I will stay in the community.
That's good to hear.
We live out in King George area, and we'll stay there. And I'm hoping to do some consulting in education and organizational development, coaching, executives.
Okay,
coaching,
you'll be very good at that.
And,
So I'll still see you around.
Yeah, of course.
We'll still run into each other. As we have talked about things, this is a unique time in education and in a lot of areas. And I know those people in education, I hear a lot of things. I mean, there are concerns about some bumps perhaps ahead.
Yeah, I think what's important to realize is that to do education, you have to give up something, right? Because either you have to give up time or you have to give up resources to do any kind of education and training. And what's happening right now in the federal level is the opportunities to support students to go into the workforce by learning a skill or go on and become medical doctors, for example, through transfer, those opportunities are being threatened a little bit because of the decrease in federal support. I'll give you a couple examples. Right now, for a Pell Grant, a student needs to take 12 credits to be considered full-time, and full-time you get a different size grant than if you're not. The proposed regulations are that you will have to take 15 credits to be full-time. A full-time Pell Grant will pay the entire tuition at Germana if you qualify for the highest amount. What happens, though, is most of our students cannot possibly take 15 credits, which is a full load.
Right.
Because they're all working. Our students work, for the most part. And they probably have families, either parents they're caring for or children they're caring for. And so if you don't have that dollar amount to pay your full tuition bill at Germana, if you're qualified for the highest Pell, do you go to Germana? Do you go anyplace? Because the opportunity costs become really large. I then have to really work, not just to pay my living, but also to pay for my tuition. The other thing that's happening is right now at colleges across the country, you can take one credit and get a little Pell Grant, which is a grant that comes from the federal government. It's called an entitlement, and it goes to students who are very poor. And if I take one credit, I get enough financial aid almost to cover that credit. So I can continue to work at 7-Eleven or Texas Roadhouse or wherever I'm working and get my tuition paid.
Yeah. And you're moving up.
And I'm moving forward. And I know I've had students come across on graduation and say, it took me 20 years, but I got it.
Yeah.
And now that's changing to 8 credits. Well, 8 credits is a substantially large amount of financial investment, but also a large amount of time investment. So it's scary for us. We've run some numbers, Ted, and it looks like if these regulations go through next year, the hit to students and obviously Germana is about $3 million. It's substantial. We are not a wealthy place. And so our whole budget's about $55 million. So that's very, very scary, not just for us in terms of losing students or losing abilities to pay, but for our community. Because if I can't train those workers or educate those people to get what they need to do to get a living wage to support themselves, I feel I'm not living up to my responsibility. And that's why the gala is so important. That gala money will be used to support students, particularly the students who need scholarship help, and also students who need a little extra food, a little extra gas money, etc. Our students are not scammers. They are normal people just trying to better themselves.
And as you describe things, to bump up and be requiring more, even just 3 more hours of a class, that's a lot of work.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I would for some of these students, especially who've been doing this and have a plan set, you would kind of lose hope that all of a sudden this is the rules are being changed.
Absolutely, they are. And that's very true because most of our students do have a plan and we work with them to have a plan. Yeah. We don't want them just to register for one semester. We want them to look all the way down the road to what their goal is. So it is daunting, to say the least, for those students. The other thing that's happening that affects our students, because many are low income, is some of the safety net issues are also being examined by the federal government, Medicaid being one. Many of our students' children especially are in Medicaid. And again, they work full-time. It's not that they don't contribute, but they might work for employers that don't have health care insurance or work 7 jobs, right? Or you can't piece it together.
Right. And that's, I would, at least for me, when you see these stories, it becomes frustrating that somebody is just arbitrarily saying instead of, 8 hours, you're going to need 15, not understanding what that all entails.
Absolutely. So if a student signs up for 15 rather than 12 or 8, they are much more likely to drop a class or
Well,
or not
that's just,
go for it.
That's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. add one or even in two classes, which just seem impossible to many.
And as I mentioned frequently, ours is a high quality education, and most of all of our receiving universities tell us that too. So the problem is students need support to get that quality, and if they don't, what happens to the community when students don't have access to higher education?
Right, and that's where Germana has just excelled.
Right.
And as we've talked about some of the awards, and every year when Germana is put up against other Virginia Community College, has done just remarkably well.
Yes, we have. And the reason for that is we're very innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow innovation. Allow is a terrible word, but we encourage innovation. We want innovation.
And you get it.
And we get it. It's just incredible what our faculty are doing around innovative teaching techniques, mm-hmm. and our staff are doing in terms of just saying, well, this isn't working. What do we have to do? Or our students need food. Who should we partner with? Oh, how about the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, right now they also are losing funds for food. We are actually in our food pantry at the Fredericksburg campus growing some things. We're growing some vegetables, and we're growing some other kind of strange-looking things, which I think will be wonderful because our students were getting free produce, about $30 worth of produce, when they asked. And that was amazing because many of our students could not provide fresh fruit and vegetables to their children or their families.
Talking to any college president over the years, I know fundraising is such a big part of what you do. And I'm sure this is a challenging environment for fundraising, yet that's so important in so many areas that we talk about.
And hence the gala and all the ads, honestly, because what's happening is the supports that we might have depended on for our students are falling away. And so we have to backfill those in some ways. I can't imagine not having a food pantry for our students.
Yeah.
By the way, we don't turn anyone away, so we get community members as well. So we are really focused on fundraising. But as you know, if you have a 401k or you've looked at some of the stock you might have in your retirement account, this has not been a steady period of time for investments. And so while people have never been richer, more or less, those people who are blessed with fortunes or even with an upper middle class income, many of us feel, and I'm not one of those in either of those categories, that it's so uncertain, I don't know what to do. And what I would say to you is I understand that, but it's also uncertain to have a population who isn't as educated as you want them to be, mm-hmm. or you can't get a plumber for a month and a half. That's not fun either. So there's a connection between the generosity of people and businesses and the whole community wholeness, I would say, and health.
Well, I know in the time that you've been here, it's been a challenge just with state funding and funding for building and things, mm-hmm. like, and there's, mm-hmm. I know the plans, the building and everything that's going on with at the Locust Grove
eventually
campus.
We're thinking maybe by November we can do some groundbreaking on that.
Won't that be exciting to have to have that happen? But boy, the state money has been the whole time you've been here has just been a struggle for Germana as you grow and try to meet some of the needs we've talked about.
It has been a struggle, and the legislature this last session did not help us with something we call fast forward money, which is specifically for credentials like truck driving or heavy equipment operator or nurse aide or welding, electrical, et cetera, construction. Because the governor put in the budget about $34 million or so for that, and it didn't get through the legislature. So we're really hurting right now in terms of even being able to offer the courses to keep the economy going. And we're probably going to move more and more to self-pay, which means that either the student or the employer who sends a student to be trained will have to cover some of it. The other thing we're doing is we're keeping, though, access to what I would call entry-level workforce programs or courses. There's something called CoreCraft that all students should take. It's about safety. This is a tape measure, how you look at a caliper.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody will tell you.
Somebody will know.
I know we have dozens of those because my husband's a machinist. Anyway, compass.
Yeah.
I'll use that.
Yeah.
So we want people to be able to start in a job, and we hope and pray that the employers will help advance those students as the need arises. So we're focusing our little resources on those sorts of programs, like Electrical One, the first level,
okay,
so that people can get a job and then move forward with
build,
the help
yeah,
of employers.
Build from there. I guess in the time you've been here, I mean, what's happened in Stafford with Germann is just remarkable. The various spaces and the space you have now.
Well, and again, that's because of the communities and our donors and also some help, federal help from our congressional delegation. We have, we've been waiting for 12 or more years for Locust Grove, and we were able to put up Stafford in 2 years. Our foundation owns the buildings, and then we pay rent to the foundation rather than to a proprietor, and eventually the foundation will own that property, and all of those proceeds will go to support students too. So we have a whole nursing campus. It's not a campus, but it's a whole nursing facility there. We're expanding our nursing program to 600 to 800 people. So that's huge. And we're already the biggest in the state. And the other thing I will say, we're already the biggest workforce credential supplier for the state too. But funding will affect all of that activity.
Boy, as we talk about, there are so many pluses and just so many things to be excited about. But on the other hand, with many industries right now, there are concerns out there.
Absolutely. I just saw that a logistics company laid off 50-some people. Mm. When you think about that, and this is complicated, but all these supplies that are being tariffed or not being tariffed, it depends on the day sometimes, come to our country and they have to be moved. So they come to the ports in Long Beach or in Norfolk, and then they have to be moved across country. And that's what logistics firms do. But if the logistics firms can't make it, that's pretty scary too.
Dr. Janet Gullickson here this morning. We're going to take one final break and come back and talk about the gala again coming up and how your involvement will help Germana, and a little bit more from Dr. Gullickson this morning. We will conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Dr. Janet Gullickson is here this morning. She is, I hate to use the word retiring in the sense of you're not retiring
no.
as in the person who we give you a watch and then you sit and,
no.
You're always moving.
I am always moving, just physically and otherwise. No, what I could say is I'm slowing down and trying to control my own schedule because one of the things that people who are committed and passionate about their work, and it doesn't matter if it's community college or anything, it's really difficult to say I'm not going to do this work today. And so what I'm saying to myself is I plan to consult and continue the work, but at a pace where I have more time with my husband. And that's really the goal.
Right. None of us realize what being a college president involves. And there's never any time.
Never.
There's never any time that you just set it aside and say, I'm going to take a long weekend and we'll deal with it on Monday.
I try to, but I'm not always very good at it. So yesterday I started my day. Sunday I drove to Roanoke, started my day in Roanoke on Monday, stayed a night, drove to Charlottesville for another all-day meeting, and then drove to Culpeper for an evening meeting, and then drove the hour and a half home to my house. So fortunately, I like podcasts.
I guess, boy. So it really is. I like that. This allows you to manage your schedule.
And I have grandchildren here. Two of my three children live here, and we love our family. That's really substantially important to us. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, we have talked about just some of the great things, some of the concerns, some of the challenges, and one of the ways this all comes together is with the gala to celebrate your 8 years here, but also the money raised will help Germana in the days ahead.
It will help the students, and we're the kind of foundation that we don't give a ton to staff or faculty, sadly, because we don't have a ton. We give it all to students.
Yeah.
And so we're very excited about the gala because we can actually tell you about students. There will be over 20 students there. It's all around the students and what we are able to do for them because of your contributions. Remember, if you have to do a minimum distribution or something that people talk about that I don't really understand, Germana is a good place to do it because for $10,000, $11,000, you can pay for 2 years of education and be transformative for our students. We asked at commencement, we said, so how many of you are the first in your family to go to college? Hmm. And almost everyone in the room, all the graduates, stood up. That's a big deal. And I can say Germana is worth it to go to because of our recognition as an access and opportunity institution. So we're here. We're open for business. But the gala proceeds will very much help our students, and that's really what we care about.
It's next Friday, the 30th, at the Fredericksburg Convention Center, and just really a chance to help the students, like you say, at Germana, and also celebrate your time here. Like I say, I can't believe it's been 8 years. I remember the first time I went to interview you. I went to your office.
You were terrifying.
I was
so scared.
I was nervous.
Were nervous?
I was nervous. Yeah. I remember the first few minutes and I thought, oh, she's going to be fun. And it just doesn't seem like 8 years, but so much. Through you, I've met so many great people at Germana, and the stories that we have just touched on today. It's been, I'm sure for you, just a wonderful. I'm glad you saw the ad, and I'm glad you moved on, that you had grandchildren out here.
Absolutely, but it's been much better than I ever thought it could be. By the way, we just had another person who's retiring with me, a faculty member who is 89 years old.
Really?
So you are never too old if you want to teach for Germana as an adjunct. Particularly, we're looking very hard for English professors. We need English professors.
Okay.
And also nursing faculty. So if you want to slow down yourself and give back, we have positions available for you.
Well, as we've talked about, Germana Community College does so much for the community and just educating the community and just giving people the education they need at the time. And that's why so many of these things that are suddenly in jeopardy, they shouldn't be because of what you provide.
No, and I think our community will step forward and support Germana and make sure I have a prom date next Saturday or next Friday, a week from this Friday. But it is essential, if you've ever thought about giving to Germana, now is the time to do that.
And if you're a business and see that there are opportunities to partner with Germana in many different ways.
We love partnering. The reason we love partnering is we know that together we are stronger. Together we are stronger. If we can decide a solution together and move forward, we will have done more for the communities we serve.
Germana.edu/gala. Germana.edu/gala. We are out of time. Dr. Jenna Gullickson, you have been a just delight to work with. I'm going to miss you. Congratulations on your retirement. Thank you for what you've done for the community.
It has been an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. Germana.edu, the gala next Friday night at the Fredericksburg Convention Center. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.